bylaws as Exhibit D for all cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report will be read for each application, followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please complete the sign-up sheet before the hearing begins. Anyone wishing to speak either for or against a request must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. The chairman will call on everyone supporting an application, followed by everyone opposing an application. Please present the completed sign-up sheet to the secretary at the front of the room before addressing the board. Then give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on an application. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes, unless additional time is granted by the chairman. Your governing statutes, the Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. 1. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the County Commission as herein provided. 3. Where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under Section 64.8 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege, to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
Thank you. Anyone that would like to speak today, would you please stand up or prepare to be sworn in? Raise your right hand. You swear to give honest testimony to this board tonight? If so, say I do. Thank you very much. Our first public hearing is number 17-07A.
This is the Kutch Trust Nightly Rental. Nicholas D. Grimwood is the representative. He's seeking approval of Appeal 1707A to reverse the Planning Commission denial of Special Use Permit Number 1732 for nightly rental in an existing six-bedroom home located at 177 Kings Way, Branson. Nicholas has outlined four reasons he has based the error the Planning Commission gave for the Special Use Permit denial. Number one is the Commission's previous denial of an unrelated Division 3 special use permit application for an undeveloped lot in the applicant's subdivision. Two is buffering inadequacies as they relate to the western boundary of the applicant's lot. Three, applicant's proposed use being incompatible with current uses. And four is the applicant's delay in seeking a Division 3 permit. Our subject property is here. This is, of course, the Taney Stone County line, Table Rock Dam. It's right below this. This is the emergency spillway. But here's our subject property. Majestic's here. Some pictometry views of the property. There is currently a home on this lot that's been built since these were taken. These are just buffering on the east property line. south property line. And there's a picture of that home. And this home's currently nightly rental, and they have applied. Their concept hearing is actually Monday, the 20th. Have you all read the 5 pages of the staff recommendations for the, I mean, they're quite lengthy. I can read all through them, or if anybody has any questions on any of them, these are the staff recommendations that were made for permit number 1732. Some of them that are highlighted is the, per the bedrooms, it would sleep no more than 14 persons, and they'd have to have 7 parking spaces. And that's what we have for the presentation part.
Okay. Mr. Grimwood, you're the applicant. Would you please stand up? Do you have any prepared remarks for the commission?
I do, as a matter of fact. I just kind of wanted to outline, I guess, more or less what I had written in the addendum to my application. I'd be happy to wait until other people speak, unless you prefer that I proceed now.
We may have some additional questions based on those that support and those that oppose. I do have a couple questions for you, though, right now.
Sure.
Are there covenants and restrictions that are recorded for the neighborhood?
It's my understanding that there are.
Have you reviewed those?
I have not.
Okay.
It is my understanding from what I have been told by my client that there is nothing that prohibits nightly rental activity. So that is my understanding, although I have not personally reviewed the covenants.
Does anyone else have any questions for Mr. Grimwood before we hear support,
that was my main question,
opposition, and then we'll ask him to come back up? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here supporting the application? Seeing none, is there anyone here opposing the application?
Yes, sir.
Would you please come to the podium?
My name is Robert Johnston. I live in the neighborhood next door, or Friendly Hills Subdivision. I'm here representing my wife and I, Deborah Johnston, and the trustees of Friendly Hills. And I'd also like to say a few words on behalf of Mr. and Mrs. Uva Jagilia, who live there in Majestic Estates. So our points are of incompatibility. These neighborhoods are right next to each other. We see kind of one going how the other one goes. I see if a lot in the subdivision goes nightly rental, it's pretty easy for the rest of more to go as well. So that's my concern for not only mine, but certainly a subdivision directly adjacent to ours. So the incompatibility, I think clearly, I don't know anybody that wants to live next to the nightly rentals. We all know that, you know, you can say whatever you want about vetting, whatever, but if you want to rent a place and put a bunch of kids in there, college kids or whatever, it's really just not hard to do. So we've all seen and heard of instances of that sort. Number two, regarding covenants, I have read the covenants from Majestic Estates. They do exist. I've got a copy of them. And in the beginning statement of it, it says that it is to be an upscale gated community. And it also clearly defines that there is no commerce to happen in that neighborhood. If you look at them, they're fairly similar to what Friendly Hills, they may have been kind of a boilerplate, but Friendly Hills has the same kind of verbiage in their covenants. In addition, you know, all of us out there all bought our lots, understanding what the zoning is, that it's purely residential, and being protected by the covenants. Anybody that buys those lots, the covenants are on file here with the county. That's where I got mine for both neighborhoods. So Uva and Jagilia, Uva Jagilia, the man and woman that bought down there at the bottom of Majestic, they bought this as their retirement home. They're not going to be here part-time. They're going to be living here full-time. He's about to retire this coming, so this isn't a vacation home. That's not their purpose for this home. They bought this to live and to bring their kids and grandkids down to visit them as much as possible. So that is their plans for retirement. As far as precedence is concerned, you know, this is the third request in these two neighborhoods. Both of the prior two have been turned down. One is in our neighborhood. Just when you first come in the neighborhood, the other one is a lot that was requested in Majestic Estates here a few months ago that the planning zoning did turn down. So there's already precedence inside this neighborhood where a place has been turned down for nightly rentals. This particular home has been being rented since 2013, and if you go look at just one rental site, they've had more than 63 reviews, so they've been running for quite some time with no regard for what the county says should be done. And I'd also the lot next door to this one, that's the same kind of deal. They've been renting nightly for some time now without a permit. Any questions?
Do you have a copy of the covenants?
I don't. Give me a minute. I might be able to come up with them, though. I know I've got them.
Let me caution the board that we have no authority or jurisdiction, or you can use them as some kind of reference if you want, but they can't be included in any kind of decision. I mean, we have no jurisdiction over them.
Well, it definitely can be taken in compatibility.
In your own mind, yes, it can be. But
which was for the planning commission.
Yeah. And right. if you'll read through Mr. Chigilia's request, it kind of states that they looked at that before they bought the lot. That's one of the reasons they bought a lot. They didn't want to have commerce next to them. You know, there's several that would like to be around the lake but not have commerce and vacationers right on top of us.
Any other questions for Mr. Johnston?
Thank you for your time.
Mr. Grimwood, would you please stand back up?
If it's all right, I'd like to kind of proceed with what I've prepared and hopefully also address what Mr. Johnston has brought up. You know, I submitted, I guess, what probably appears to be kind of a lengthy addendum. It's approximately 13 pages, so I apologize for burdening you with that. But in the decision that was rendered by the Planning and Zoning Commission, I felt that there were some things that required a little bit of explanation, and I don't want to spend this full time regurgitating everything that I wrote, but I would like to just address a few things. Since Mr. Johnson's brought up a couple of things and they're fresh in your mind, I want to just talk about that right out of the gate, specifically as it relates to the covenants. I would like to urge the board that it remove whatever conceptions it may have or be tempted to have regarding covenants and their applicability to this situation. As the Taney County Development Code provides in Section 3, 3.9 specifically, private covenants will not be the responsibility of the county and its employees to enforce. That's the burden of the homeowners, the people that privately contracted and agreed to these covenants. And so if the people, the neighbors within that subdivision, want to pursue that enforcement of those covenants, they have a civil remedy to do that. And I'm not at all saying that those covenants prohibit this activity. We would argue that this is still a residential type activity akin to a month-to-month lease, but on a much shorter basis. I understand that the county has regulations specifically designed for nightly rentals, but those are kind of two different animals, what the covenants comprehend and what the county intends to regulate. In my application on behalf of my client, I've identified four different reasons that were presented at the final vote hearing. The first reason for denial that was stated was a previous denial of an unrelated permit within that subdivision. The second reason was the applicant's delay in seeking this Division 3 permit. The third reason was a supposed finding of incompatibility and a supposed or implicated buffering issue, although that was not identified specifically. It's our position that as